Good afternoon. I hope everybody is well. Please join me in saying the Ana Bakoa. Ana Bakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tatir, Tzerura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutav Tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na gibor dor sheyechudcha kevavat Shamlem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov tuvcha na'el adatach et kuf bet tet nun ayin. The letters Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Oznaim, the scales, or the what we call Libra. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shinkufav tzadiyutav. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. We are reading from the Parasha Bereshit, from the Zohar on the Parasha Bereshit. Section 1. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kononei aleinu maaseh yadeinu kononeihu. Beresh churmunuta demalka galif galufe bitchiru. Ila abutzina de kardinuta benafek goesetim distimu meraza de ensof kutra begula gultma naitz beizka lachivar vela uvam ukam vela sumak Vela yarok, vela govan kalal, kad maded meshicha, aved gevavnin, leyan hara, legoy begoy botzina, nafek chad naviu, demine itz tabu, govavnin, letata. With the beginning of the manifestation of the king's will, that is when the king desired to create the world, a hard spark made an engraving upon the supernal light. This hard spark, which emanated from the most concealed of all concealed things, from the secret of En Sof, and took a shapeless form. The spark was then inserted into the center of a circle that was neither white nor black, nor red nor green, nor any color at all. When he began its measurements, he created bright colors that shone into the empty space and the engraving. From within the spark, this hard spark, a fountain spouted, from which the shades down below receive their colors. This first verse in the Zohar, and from this first verse, Rabbi Isaac Luria took his understanding, his system called the Tzimtzum, and which we all, even our concept of binding by striking, which we teach in our basic class, all of this comes from this verse in the Zohar, which is really telling us that when the vessel in the Ein Sof said enough, no more, if I don't earn the light, I don't want it. And the thought of creation developed further into the process of evolution. And that process of evolution is referred to in the Zohar here with the word engraved, meaning taking out from somewhere. We engrave we engrave our names on trophies. We engrave our names in jewelry. We engrave our names on certain forms of writing. But the idea of engraving is different than pressing on the surface. Engraving means to take material away. And this is the idea of what the Tzimtzum represents. And this is also a deeper understanding of binding by striking. Verse 2. Satim goy satimin meraza de ein sof baka vela baka avira dileila ityada kilal admigoy dehiku divkiute naher nakuda hada satima ila a Batarha hi nekuda la ityada kalal uvgin kach ikre reshit ma'amar kadma'ak dekola. From the most concealed of all concealed things, the secret of Ein Sof emanated two faces. One cleaved and the other did not cleave. Its atmosphere was unknown until forceful blows split Atik, and a concealed supernal point shone. Beyond this point, nothing is knowable, and because of this, he is called by the name Beginning, which means the first of the sayings. What is this saying? Emanated two faces is the words of Rabbi Ashlag. But the Zohar is saying from the most concealed of all concealed things, the secret of Ein Sof, of the endlessness. Ein Sof consists of fulfillment, which we call light, and vessel, which is the desire to receive. They're in unity, and we don't understand that because spiritually, when things are opposite of each other, there's no unity. And certainly receiving is opposite of sharing. Two faces refers, Rabbi Ashlag's comment, refers to Arikan Bin, the big face, the grandfather face, and Zeran Bin, the small face. This is the Yud and the Vav in the Tetragrammaton. One cleaved, Arikan Pin, stayed close to the endless world. It is the Keter, which has led to the Mechlokot. Is Keter a vessel, or is it fulfillment? Is it light? And that is the understanding of this verse in the Zohar. One cleaved and the other did not cleave. Meaning, one is close to the source of the endless world, and one is further away from it. And then what was concealed in the Atik is this supernal point, a concealed supernal point. This is known as the desire to receive. Why is it described as a point? Because relative to the endless, relative to the fulfillment, the desire to receive is limited. It wants to receive, but the fulfillment wants to share more. This is why in our physical world, a human being dies with his desires only partially fulfilled. The Talmud actually says half fulfilled. Because as soon as we receive our full desire, we have another desire. We expand our consciousness. We expand our desire. That's the end of section one. I'm going to read the summary in section one. I normally don't read that from the Zohar, and the reason I don't read it is because I find that it limits our understanding and it focuses our understanding. But here I'm going to read it just to help us understand a further concept of this section one. Making an engraving upon the supernal light. The Zohar discusses the primordial phase that ignited the process of creation. This phase produced a vacated space, a void into which our physical universe would eventually be born. By this act of creation, the infinite gave birth to the finite. Just as a seed contains all the stages that will produce a full-grown tree, including the final fruit, the seed of our cosmos contains all the souls of mankind, including our complete and final fulfillment. Recognizing this motivates us to complete our own spiritual work. It accelerates our spiritual transformation by revealing our connection with the seed, which is the cause of all causes. Now, how do we understand that the cause of all causes is the desire to receive? Because in the endless world, light and vessel are in unity. The light, which is an extension of the cause of all causes, representing the initial step of the thought of creation, and the desire to receive, represented in the endless, as being in unity, representing that all that the light wanted to share was received and manifested by the vessel. This is the understanding from a different point of view, using different vocabulary. Section 2, the brightness of the firmament. Verse 3. V'cha miskilim yaschiru kezohar harakia Umatzdike harabim kachochavim leolam vaed zohar satima distimim. Distimin ba'atash avi radile avian here b'chai nekuda upten ipashat chai reshit fi'aved le hekala likare ultushbach te taman zera Zara de Kuchaber Leolauda Leto Alta de Alma Virazada Zera Kodesh Matsavta. And they who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and they who turn away to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. And they who are wise alludes to the souls of the righteous, the brightness of the firmament, to the illumination of the upper three sephirot, which are revealed when combined with the attribute of mercy. The aura of the brightness that is most concealed of all concealed things, united with this point and shown into it. Then this beginning, which is Arikan Pin, expanded into a head and body, and made a temple for its honor and glory. There, inside the temple, Arikan Pin planted a holy seed to bring forth souls for the benefit of the world. This is a secret of, so the holy seed is its immovable stump. I'm not sure what this verse is saying, so I'm going to suggest we move on, and perhaps it will become clear as we get further into this discussion. Verse 4. Zohar d'zara, zara likare, Kehai zara demeshi, diargivan tav de itcha fe, legoi viaved le hekala dihu, tushvachta di le betoalta, de kola bachai reshit, birahahu satima, dila itjada, Lehekala da hekala da ikre Elohim. The brightness that he sowed for his honor is similar to the purple seed of the silkworm, for the worm encases itself within its own silk, within its own creation, and from that seed he prepares for himself a temple for his own glory and for the benefit of all. With this beginning, the concealed unknown one created the temple. And this temple is called by the name Elohim. Now we can begin to see what verses 1 and 2 were speaking about. After the Tzimtzum, after the withdrawal, after the engraving spoken about in the earlier section, the Zohar is now coming to talk about the beginning, which is the Keter, which is Arikan Pin. The Zohar is now bringing the brightness of the light, or the fulfillment for the vessel. And concealed in the creation, in Arikan Pin, which is a vessel, is also the light. It went dark it diminished itself. But in essence, it's concealed in this vessel. The light is still there. The light is still on. The fulfillment is always happening. And he created a temple as part of the plan of creation. And that temple has a name. And its name is Elohim. And as we have discussed from the prologue, Elohim is made up of the letters of me, which means who in English, and Aleph Lamed He, which represents the idea of the 72 names of God, but it also represents the sweetening of the judgments. It represents Chesed. And Elohim is the name of the temple. What is a temple? A place where one goes to connect to the Creator. And Elohim is ultimately our connection to the Creator. But that's a very deep subject that will take too long to discuss right now. Verse 5. Viraza da bereshit bara Elohim zohar demine kalho me'amarot it bariu viraza de it pashtuta din kuda de zohar satim da ibachai kati bara leit tavavtcha Diktiva Yivra Elohim et Adam Batzel Mo. This is the secret of the words, in the beginning Elohim created. This temple is the brightness from which all 10 sayings were created. According to the secret meaning of the expansion of the point from that hidden brightness. Thus, if the word created applies to it, no wonder it is written, and Elohim created man in his own image. Man is a creator, a co-creator with the light and fulfillment from the endless world, a co-creator with the name, the temple, Elohim. Verse 6. Zohar raza da bereshit kadma adekola shemeach ye shemad kadisha kalifa besitro Elohim kalifa beitra asher hekala tamir veganis shiriuta Diraza Dereshit Asher Rosh Denafek Mereshit. The brightness which is Arikan Pin is the secret of the beginning, because its name is the first of all. The holy name Echiye is engraved upon the sides of Arikan Pin. The name Elohim is engraved on the crown. And this is the secret of Asher, which is a concealed temple and is the beginning of the revelation of the secret of the beginning. The word Asher consists of the same letters as Rosh, but in reverse order. And the letter Resh, which is the first letter in Rosh, is the last letter in Asher. This shows that it is the Rosh that came out of Reshit, which is Arikan Pin. Therefore, it emerged from the aspect of the head and was formed as a headless body. Arikan Pin has no body, only a head. It represents the Rosh. These names that are being discussed here, Echiye, Asher Echiye, Echie represents Keter. Asher represents the head. Echie represents the Keter still. This is the name dealing with Bina. This is the name dealing with the burning bush in Exodus. But it's all part of the thought of creation. And this is what's being brought down here. Arikan Pin is bright. It's fulfilling. And it's the secret of the beginning. Elohim is engraved on the crown, which is Keter, outside of the body. And Echie is engraved on the sides of Arikan Pin, already in the frame of Keter. And all of this is coming from the Zohar, explaining to us the process of creation. V'kad itztaken levatar nekuda v'hekala v'kachada k'den bereshit kalel reshita ila'a v'chachmeta levatar itchalef gavan ha'u hekala v'ikren Bayit Nikuda Ila'a Ikre Rosh Kalel Da Bada Berazadere Bereshit Kadiyu Kola Kechada Biklala Chada Adla Chave Yeshuva Beveta Kevan Dizdara Letikuna Deis Yeshuva Kedeni Krei Elohim Temira Satima. After the point and the temple were established as one, Bereshit, which is Arikan Pin, includes a lofty beginning to the light of Hakmah. Later, the image of the temple is changed and it was called the house, and the supernal point was called the head. They were included in each other through the secret of the beginning, because combining the words Bayit and Rosh forms the term Bereshit. This was so as long as Bayit and Rosh were as one, as long as there was no manner of habitation in the house, as long as Chokmah was not clothed with Chasadim, which reveals the four colors of the house. But it was sown for the purpose of habitation, and once it was inhabited, it was called by the name Elohim, hidden and concealed. Well, the word Bereshit is composed of the letters that spelled Bayit, meaning house, and Rosh, meaning head. The head of the house is the beginning. Well, obviously we don't understand beginning in the same context, but the head of the house is wisdom that we can relate to. And Bereshit is another way of saying wisdom. Zohar Satim Veganis Adivnin Begadve Leolda Uveta Kayama Bifshitu Ditikuna Deinun Zera Kodesh Viadla Itadiat Vila It Pashat Pishtu Dishuva La Ikre Elohim Elakola biklala bereshit levatar de itakan bishmadi Elohim Elohim apekinun toladin mehahu zaradiz dera beimanhahu zarainun advan galifan razadi oraita denafku mehahu nekuda. The brightness is concealed and hidden until the children of Israel came inside it in order to beget, and the house stood expanded to contain what was established through the holy seed. As long as she had not conceived, the expansion of the house to make it habitable had not occurred, nor was it yet called by the name Elohim. Rather, they both are still part of Bereshit, in the beginning. In other words, before the expansion of the four amendments mentioned earlier, it is not yet called by the name Elohim because it does not yet shine in full. Therefore, everything is considered as if it is included within Arikanpin, that is, the beginning. After it became known by the name Elohim, after the four amendments were completed, it gave birth to the first of those generations that came from the seed sown within it. He asked, "What is that seed?" He replied, "The seed is the engraved letters, which are the secret of the Torah," referring to Zeranpin, which emanates from that point, which is Arikanpin. This is a verse I'm not understanding. So let us go on and see if we can understand what is being said in these next few verses. Hahi nikuda zara bagoy, hahu hekala raza didlat, nikudin cholam shurik, shuruk chirik, vid kalilu da bada. Ve'itavidu razad hada kol denafek ve'chabura chada b'sha'ata denafak nafkat bat zugei b'chadei dekolel kol atvan diktiv et hashamayim kol yuvat zugao Chai kol dihu shamayim, ihu echye bit bat ra'a, zohar de kalil kol atvan, ugvavnin kegavna da. That supernal point, which is Arikanpin, sowed inside the temple, which is Israel, Saba, and Tuvuna, the secret of the three vowels, Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik. So they are combined into one secret, a voice that emerges from the joining of the three points. When the voice came forth, its female counterpart came with it. She included all the letters as it is written, the heavens, that is, the voice and its feminine principle. This voice, which is the secret of the heavens, is the last name of Echiyeh, which is the brightness that contains all the letters and colors in this manner. This verse is amazing. That the vowels come out of Bina as manifestations of the letters. And they come from three points, which is Israel, Saba, Israel's Saba, the grandfather, and Tevunah, which is another name for Bina. and Arikanpin. They all come from this source, this creation. And they all come from Echie Asher Echie. And the letters, when they came both male and female with the voice, the female principle. And they came in colors. Verse 10. Ad haka tilata dargin lekabel raza da ila'a bereshit bara Elohim bereshit raza kadma'a bara raza satima lihit pashta mitaman kola Elohim raza dekayama Kola letata et hashamayim, dela leafrasha, lon dekar, benukva kachada. Until this point, this is the secret of Hashem our Elohim, Hashem. These three grades correspond to the supernal secret in the verse. In the beginning, Elohim created. And so the term Bereshit is an ancient secret, namely Chachma, that is called beginning. The term Bara, created, alludes to a concealed secret from which everything else expands. Elohim's secret meaning is sustaining everything that exists below. The term the heavens alludes to the union of the male and female, and it is forbidden to separate them. But rather combine them, for they are the secret of the voice and the utterance, Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, Adonai, which are united into one, also an eight-letter name, Yud-Aleph, He-Dalet, Vav-Nun, He-Yud. Verse 11. Et kad natel atvan kalachon kalala de kalcho atvan inun resha vaseifa levatar itosaf hele itabara kalcho atvan behe Vid kere ata vialda viata mechaye et kala kulam et raza donai vahake ikre hashamayim da hashem raza ila'a. The particle et is created by combining the letters aleph and tav, which are the first and last letters of the alphabet. Thus, et includes all the letters from beginning to end. Afterwards, the letter he was added to et, so all the letters would be united with the he. This formed the word atah, which means you, which consists of the letters aleph, tav, and he. Thus, the verse reads, and you do preserve them all. Et is the secret of Adonai, and is so called. Heaven is Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, which is superior to the name Adonai. For Zeronpin, called the heavens, and also called voice, is the secret of the name of Yud-Ke Vav-Ke. And this feminine principle called Et, and speech, is the secret of the name Adonai. Between Rabbi Ashlag's commentary in the Sulam, we understand what this verse is talking about. In the first verse of the Torah, there are two ets. The first et is attached to the word shemaim, heavens. The second et is attached to the word ha'aretz, the earth. And all of this is coming to explain these two names, Adonai and the Tetragrammaton. All of these, it's all part of the plan of creation to create these different attributes. Verse 12. Ve'et tikuna dekar v'nukva ve'et raza Hashem v'kolach ad haaretz da Elohim pigabna ila anamebad perik v'bein shimada kalila bitlat ruchte Umutaman it perash shefma da lekama sitrin ad hakaraza de sitra de sitrin de galief uvane vekayam beorach tzatim besitrachach dechad kara. The word ve'et alludes to the establishment of male and female. Ve'et is the secret of Vav, Yudke Vavke, and both are as one. The earth is the name Elohim, equivalent to the supernal, which is fit to issue fruit and offspring. This name is included in three places and defined in many ways. Up until now, it is the secret of the most secret of mysteries, which was engraved, built, and established in a concealed manner according to the hidden meaning of one single verse. Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve'et haaretz is the verse, the first verse in the Torah. Verse 13. Don't worry, I am going to read the other synopsis, the other summary, so maybe you'll have a clearer understanding of what is being discussed here. But it's basically the process of creation. What came first? What came after? Step by step. Esoterically, we may not understand the steps, but creation we can relate to. Verse 13. Mikan ulhala bereshit bereshit mikse hashamayim vialketse hashamayim shit sidrin demit pashtan meraza ila abit pashtuta devara migoy denukta Kadma abirait pashtuta techad nekuda dilela vehaka aglif raza shemadi arbain utrein atvan. Bereshit is formed of the segments. Bara, sheet. He created six. Because from one end of the heavens to the other, there are six branches that extend from the secret of the sublime with the expansion of Bara. Bara expanded from within the first point, which is Zeron Pin. And here on the first point, here on this first point, the secret of the name with the 42 letters was engraved. I think it's easier just to, rather than me comment on this verse, let's go back to the summary of section 2, the brightness of the firmament. When God created the world, he knew that we, the vessels, could not receive his awesome blazing light in its totality. This Kabbalistic notion can be likened to a tripped circuit breaker caused by an overload of electric current. It can also be compared to the light of the sun, which would incinerate the entire earth if it were to ever approach too close. The Creator, in his infinite wisdom, therefore concealed the greater portion of his light so as not to overwhelm that which he created. The Zohar recounts the process of how this hidden light began to be revealed. As we correct and transform our crude, immoral nature, we reveal a measure of hidden light in direct proportion to the degree of inner change we've undergone. It is this spiritual change that expands our internal vessel, allowing us to receive a greater portion of hidden light. The Hebrew letters emanate this hidden light into our day-to-day existence. Did you understand the summary and how it relates to these verses in this section? It's talking about the process of creation, step by step. The various names, Et, the Aleph Bet, Vet, male and female, all of these processes of creation that we need to learn and we need to learn to deal with. We have time for the next section. So section 3, intonations, vowels, and letters. Verse 14. Ke gavna dita ame dim nagne ubni gufna dilchon azlin abterihu atvan venikude umitnan an abatrehu kechayalin batar milka kechon gufa atvan Berucha nekude kalcho natalu bimatla nechon batar tame bekaime bekiyomihu kad gnigufna dita ame natel nadle advan benikudai avatrihu. Kadihu pasik inun la natlin bekai me bekuyumi mehu. And they who are wise shall shine, like the notes and cantillation marks given to the letters and the vowels. They move along like soldiers following their king. The letters are the body, and the vowels are the aspect of their spirit, and they are all following their intonations and attain their existence. When the tune of the cantillation marks travels along, the letters and vowels points, marches in step with it. When the tune stops, they stop as well. The verse is tying everything together, the vowels, the letters, the notes, the cantillation marks, which is the trope, and all explaining that everything starts with the trope on a letter. So the majority of the letters in the Torah do not have trope. But every word has a trope. Well, we need to think about that. And what is the implication in our life? Verse 15. V'hamaskilim yaskiru atvan benikudei kizohar begivuna Dita me veharakia itpashtuta digniguna kigoni nun demitpashte Beef she too, Biazlu. Beniguna, Umatrike, Harabim inun pesuke, Ditame defaske, Bimadlanechon divgich, Ishtama mila yaskiru, Atvan benakude, Benacharin, Kachada bimatlanin, Birazadistimu, Bimitlanuta, Binun shavilin, Sitimin, Mechait pashat kola, Vechamaskilim, Yaskiru, Kazohar, Harakia, Beinun kayamin, Besam kin dehahu afrion. Hamishkilim inun kayamin. Dinun mistakli. Besuk letanu bekol ma beitsterich. Ahu apirion. Besam kin delay. Sitra da beda'a ashre maskil el dal yaskiru dala yaskiru vila necharin la yachlin le'aina ulis takala behahu afrigyon bekol madi itzterich. The words, and they who are wise shall shine, allude to the letters and the vowels that shine, and the brightness alludes to the tune of the cantillation marks. The firmament alludes to the expansion of the tune, namely all those intonations that flow and expand along, as the tune flows. And they who turn many to righteousness, alludes to the music of the cantillation marks that bring the journeying to a pause and enable the meaning of the words to be heard clearly. The words shall shine allude to the letters and the vowels that shine as one along the journeys through concealed paths. Everything expands from this, and they who are wise, the maskilim, shall shine like the brightness of the firmament upon the pillars and sockets of that palanquin. And they who are wise are themselves the supernal pillars and sockets, who observe intelligently to bestow on that palanquin and its sockets all that is needed to sustain it. The pillars are Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. The sockets are Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. This secret is hidden, as it is written, blessed is he that considers the poor. The Hebrew word is maskil. Maskil is their anpin, and the poor is his feminine principles. And he receives the brightness of the for the sake of the poor, who need it. The supernal six extremities of Zeranpin shall shine, for if they do not shine or illuminate, they will not be able to study the palanquin and determine what is necessary for its restoration. Were it not for the need of establishing that palanquin, they would not have received any of that light or brightness. As was answered on Sunday, the palanquin is a palace. The palanquin is a word that's used to describe the Sephirot in the frame of a world, in the frame of the relationship to each other. So the palanquin is a palace. Verse 16. Kizohar harakia hahu dekaima Al gabeinun mashkilim, diktiv be udmut Arashay Hachaya Rakia Kein Hakerech Hanora Zohar Dehahu Naher Leoraita Zohar Denacher Leinun Rashay Dehahi Chaya Beinun Rashay Inun Maskilim Denacharin Tadir Umistaklan Lehahu Rakia Lehahu Nehiru Denafek Mitaman Vedaihu Nahiru Dioraita Denaher Tadir Vela Pasek. And they shine like the brightness of the firmament that rests upon they who are wise, of whom it is written, and over the heads of the living creatures was the likeness of a firmament, like the color of the terrible ice. This is the brightness of the firmament, which shines brightness, which shines upon the entire Zerunpin, which is called the Torah. The brightness shines upon the heads of the living creatures, that is called the Palanquin. These heads, which are the pillars and sockets of Zerunpin, and who are wise, shine constantly, and look on that firmament to receive the light that emanates from there. This also is the light of Zerunpin in its entirety, which is called Torah. It shines forever and never stops. In other words, Zerunpin in its entirety does not receive the aspect of the brightness for itself, but for this light that constitutes shines, this light that constantly shines alone. I'm a little confused, except it's still part of the process of what's being created step by step. So I'm reading the summary for section 3, intonation, vowels, and letters. The relationship between the Hebrew letters, vowels, and intonations are explained in terms of their spiritual significance. The Zohar tells us that the letters, vowels, and intonations are not merely the building blocks of language. They are the building blocks of the entire cosmos. They are the sounds of creation, the forces by which stars and planets are constructed, and by which physical and metaphysical worlds are erected. Just as a human voice in song can shatter glass and evoke tears, the Hebrew alphabet affects both physical and spiritual realities. We can set these forces in motion by meditatively scanning the very letters that speak of the secrets of the letters themselves. By so doing, we can draw spiritual sustenance and light into our daily lives. In other words, not many people understand this section. Are there any questions? We have a class at 7 o'clock West Coast time on the Sefer Yetzirah, class number 10, unless people decide to make it a question and answer class. And tomorrow we have three classes, one at 4, one at 6, and one at 10 West Coast time. Look forward to seeing you.